Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, I had mine turned up way too loud.
Oh, did you get your ears blown out?
What? Oh, God.
Are you okay?
You're right, buddy?
Oh, Crisco was sitting over here touching buttons. Oh, man.
I didn't do it.
Why are you blurry? That was so loud it blew out my eyes.
I turned yours off.
Oh, my God. No, you turned it up or something.
No, because there was a Maroon 5 song on, so I turned it down.
Oh, wow.
But the real question is, how is the temperature of your rump?
What?
She wants to know how your rump temperature is.
My trump?
Your trump. How's your trump?
Oh, my God. Okay. Dez.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to cook Thanksgiving dinner for us tomorrow?
Well, as you can tell just by looking at me, my panic mode has started to kick in.
What? You're panicking?
Yeah. I just want to make sure I have everything and, you know, I'm doing it the right way. So I kind of had a plan and now I'm starting to question everything.
What?
But I've got this. Tomorrow's
the day. What were you questioning?
Just the way I'm preparing things.
Like what? Run it by us real quick.
So many people are sending recipes and I love and I appreciate that. Like, now this is, you need to make this stuffing or now this is a stuffing. And then this morning, everybody has their opinions about stuffing. And then, you know, the fancy celery, Rudy says, I can't believe you're going to do that. Well, that's exactly what I was going to do is the way Crisco had said.
That's the way you should do it.
Celery and onion in stuffing.
Celery,
that's pretty common.
Butter. The stuffing, the good sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Let's just point this out. Somebody said Rudy's a snob about stuffing, apparently, with the stovetop. Stovetop has onions and celery in it.
Does it really? Is it dehydrated?
Yeah. Yes. And then it cooks into it. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you don't go out and if you were to do your own. Don't
you just chop it up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Don't like that. No.
I am doing my own, though. Yeah.
I don't know. Figure it out. Right. Do what you want to do. Screw everybody else.
I have to please you guys, though.
Well, this is really to help you for game day.
Yeah.
This is Dez Giving Part 1. We've brought in Lori Kroll, who is a cook. She knows her way around the kitchen, and she wanted you to use fruit and nuts and bacon in your stuffing.
I'm looking at the recipe right now because she had sent me what I need for the gravy. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that's a really important part. My grandma always made it, and then my mom makes it, and then... Not going to lie, the last few years when my mother-in-law has made Thanksgiving, she doesn't really nail the gravy because I don't think it really means as much to her.
Is it watered down? Runny gravy?
It's a little runny. Then, gosh, you might kill me for telling you this.
What is it?
You know what she did one year?
Say it.
And I saw the evidence.
Yep.
She bought it pre-made.
Oh,
jarred
from a
gravy.
Jar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And nobody else seemed to notice.
Gross.
I was
gross.
Yeah, I was not having it because I'm a purist when it comes to gravy.
Yeah.
But yeah, she wanted me to put in apples, bacon. I think pecans, a whole bunch of different things. And I know that that's not going to work with you. And I don't think that's really going to work with my family either. So
it's not your style.
No, I just simple and good.
Yes.
I do got to say the hives you're breaking out into right now really go with your party, Cardi.
Gosh. And then I was like, I know we have, she's like, do you have a meat thermometer? Well, yeah, we do. But then she's like, it needs to be a really good one. Oh, I don't know. So it's just the things. And I'm like, do I need twine? Do I not? And then you tell me about a turkey bag. And then all this, do I do a turkey bag? Do I not do a turkey bag?
God.
Do I baste? Do I not baste?
Well, you can't baste it if it's in a turkey bag.
That's why.
Which I'm trying to help you so you don't have to baste it because you'll get distracted with wine.
Oh, this is going to be a fun day. I take it back. No, can I ask you a real question?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you do the bag, do I still do the cut up, the veggie bottom? Okay.
Yes. Because that's
in the bag
inside. So you put all that in the turkey right inside the bag. Everything gets tied up and then you let it cook in that. So all those, flavors get infused into the meat.
Because, all right. And then do I
stuff the bird with your sage and your, thyme
carrots
and all that?
And onion and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do I still do a good butter outside?
Yes.
When I'm doing it in the bag. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's not a lot of directions for bag turkeys that I'm buying. So here are my directions.
Oh, goodness. I mean, go to the Reynolds, the Reynolds company. That's who makes it.
Okay.
They'll have all the directions on how to do a bag turkey.
All right.
I think Butterball has a 911 line you can call, don't they?
Oh, my God. Yes, they do.
I believe so. Yeah.
Tess is going to be on the phone all night tonight. Dusty, just play alone. No, seriously.
That's so funny, Rudy, because I've always thought, who the hell calls this number? Dez calls that.
Dez.
Me
Dez.
Again.
Dez. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, turkey lady.
Well, full report on this next week. Can't wait to have Dez Giving. This is going to be a lot of fun. We talked about that, and then we also talked about Crisco getting a third dog at his house, which is just insanity. I mean, good God, man, a third dog.
I know. And the sad news is, I found out that the dog I was looking at got adopted.
Even
oh,
better.
Yes!
The
good news is I've already found a replacement dog for that dog. Meet Bonnie. Look at how cute Bonnie is, Rudy.
Yeah, Bonnie's cute, but look, you already have a black lab.
Yeah. I know, but that's you just kind of stay with them.
Apart? Yeah.
You name tags. Hello.
Oh man,
she does. Does she not look a lot like Babe?
She does. Yeah,
it's like crazy.
It's like a weird Liberace thing you got going on, where you gotta have.
Oh,
it looks just like
See,
it.
Wow, know? That's a good pull. Is this because you are preparing yourself for Babe's inevitable death?
No, it's nothing to do with that.
Are you sure?
No.
Because you're trying to adopt a younger version of your dog just to keep her going.
No, I could get any dog. I looked at it. Here's the thing. I always have to think of what would Ryan do.
Yeah.
And I know that would never be getting another dog.
That's right. So let's just go with that.
I thought I literally had it down to a Great Dane as well.
Oh.
Like a full-on Great Dane.
Dude, you do not have the room for that.
It's not that small of a house.
Yes, it is for a great freaking Dane. Three Great Danes and then another Great Dane. My God.
We're not all Great Danes.
Okay,
there are
three
a couple
Huskies
of
and a Great Dane.
A couple St. Bernards with a root beer barrel around her
Your
neck.
Nickname was Beethoven for a long time.
That was true. It was true from the movie, not the musician. Roll over Beethoven. God, that name never left me until you just brought it back.
Sorry, pal.
It's okay.
No, really, a third dog, though. You gotta let this go. You can't save them all. You're going to get your mom's illness if you do this, you know.
I'm not going to get her. She doesn't have an illness.
Yes,
she
does.
To the podcast.
How many animals does she have right now?
One, two. Carry two dogs. Two dogs and two cats.
And?
That's what she has.
Oh.
She has birds, fish, what else?
Well, no, the birds are in her yard. She feeds some birds, yells at some other birds. Like, okay. You're good birds. Get out of here, you! Ca-ca!
Now, didn't her neighbor just witness this, too?
So, this is...
Side story, real quick.
Side story. So, there's my mom out in the deck, and she sees a hawk, and the hawk's coming in, and she's like... Get out of here, you hawk! Ca-ca, ca-ca. She's on the deck and she's going to town on that hawk. Is like, Jesus, what is not moving, not budging, right? So she's going full on ca-ca, and all of a sudden she looks over and two houses down, the neighbor's leaning up against the fence watching her. And she's like, can I help you?
What?
And he goes, no, don't mind me. I'm just watching the process of you and the bird trying to figure out what the hell's going on out here.
Yeah, that's when you have to get indignant with your neighbors. What do you think you're looking at?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're looking at a woman trying to scare the hawks away. Duh.
So then she starts scaring the bird. And he's just like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. In the middle of all of it, just walks away and leaves. And then she's out there going, caw, 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 caw. I'm like, Mom, just go scoot the bird out of there. So what does this neighbor do? Finally goes, well, I think I'm just going to help because it's probably pretty weird that you're caw-cawing in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks down to the fence and scares the hawk away and then helps her out and then goes back into his house. I'm like, you're that lady, Mom. You are that lady in the neighborhood.
She is an animal hoarder. She is a woman who yells at birds. You don't think that your mom has a problem when it comes to animals?
I think she has a problem letting go. I don't think she has a problem.
Okay, she is giving money away to people, animal in need. You drove to freaking Iowa to do what?
God, I forgot about that.
What did you do?
We went, I think, just to visit a pet. It wasn't even to get a pet. It was to visit a pet.
To make a donation?
Yes, it was to give them a donation in person and to meet the dog that she was donating to. And she has multiple shirts with other dogs on them that she donates to.
And you're telling me that she doesn't have a problem.
I would say the fact that she hasn't been We Have a Zoo Part 2.
Yeah.
I think that's a positive sign, but this dog is pretty cute.
Okay.
All right.
See that Noah put a poll up on Twitter and Facebook.
What did he do? What does it say?
Well, it says it's all about if Crisco should definitely or not definitely get a dog.
What's winning?
Well, I voted for no.
Yeah,
you
me too.
Son of a bee.
Put me down for another vote.
Me too.
Really?
No.
It's on KS95.
And when it popped up, it said that the at the time, this was probably about 20 minutes ago, but it said 66% of people say, nah, brah, ain't your time.
Yeah, you know what? No, brah.
I don't trust those 66%.
Yeah, brah. No.
You don't it's not my time, brah.
Well, thank you, Noah. He's really busy on social media. No,
thanks,
you think
brah.
He was sitting back there and he was like, oh. I just had a no idea.
It's going to go viral.
Here we go. And I'm going to put it up on Facebook. Send. Well, there you go. Can't tell me I didn't do my job today.
We love Noah. Noah, he listens to the show, and I love that about Noah.
Noah's probably watching Disney Plus right now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, Rudy's sister has a hack that we're all going to love for the bathroom. Okay. What?
Oh.
I did not know that this was a thing that the ladies do. Dez, you may concur with this. I'm not sure. I didn't realize this. The other week we were in Wisconsin, a bunch of us, Sunday morning, got up, went and had some Bloody Marys. A friend of hers was in town from Duluth. The two of them came back from the bathroom giggling. What's so funny with you chuckles over there? Well, it turns out that both of them have the same hack that when ladies go into the bathroom, you know, and they got a, and they don't want to make
like
it loud.
Not that
pfft. Yeah, yeah. Oh. They don't, but they don't want to make it loud and awkward for the other. Yeah.
You flush the toilet and then let her rip while it's flushing.
No.
Oh. That's a good hack, though.
That is a good, not even the cough.
Huh.
The two of them take a wad of toilet paper and they stick it on the backside and they muffle.
What?
They muffle into the toilet paper.
They fart into their hand.
They fart into the toilet paper that is in their hand to muffle the sound so that other people won't hear them fart. I was like, that does not exist. And the both of them were laughing. They're like, no, that is definitely a thing. We were both doing it in the bathroom and didn't know that the other one did it until we walked out and started talking about it.
Do your fingers smell
like no, my God. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's okay. step by step here. Mm-hmm. So you take it. Is it the sound of the crunching like toilet paper that kind of makes it? Or is it just you're literally, oh God, you're no, stopping it. You're
yes,
catching your tooth.
Yes, you are taking the toilet paper
oh my God.
And plugging up the starfish and then just letting one go right into the toilet.
It's like a dream catcher for dudes.
Oh my God.
I was
Wait.
Like, what? I, there's no way this is the thing. They were like, oh yeah, it's a thing.
You tried it, didn't you?
I have not tried it
oh,
yet.
Oh, I'm surprised.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Dez, huh. Is this something you'll teach Dusty? Because she has a real problem with the...
Male tootaroos.
Those farts.
You know, I think our probiotics are working.
Oh.
Yeah, just for the record. But, I mean, she's four. She thinks it's all right to just do it when she's on the toilet. It is embarrassing, though, as a mom standing in the bathroom with her and she yells, Mommy!
Farts like a truck driver.
Yeah.
Mommy, I think I have to go poopy. And I'm like... Do we have to announce it to the other ladies in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I'm like, just go. Just do what you got to do. It's natural. This is fun. But I guess if you just toot into your own little napkin, maybe it's your own thing.
Rudy, do you want to know something real gross about our friend Des?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She admits yesterday.
Uh-oh.
What are you
You're standing.
Wow.
When she wipes her daughter's butt,
yeah. Yep.
She guesses what she ate that day. Have you ever in your life done that with Kinley?
As a parent, yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I needed you so bad yesterday, Rudy.
Yeah.
I said it's sick, but it's like I'll start wiping and I'm like, did you have a lot of vegetables today?
Yeah,
like,
there's a thing. It's like a health thing where you do look and just go,
Are you
digesting properly?
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you need to like get down and take a sniff, but just a quick look just
Thank
to make
you.
Sure, a glance, if you will.
Do you do that for Taylor when you clean his body? Lift his legs up in the air and go, would you have steak again, big boy?
Chipotle for lunch. Look at you, guy.
Oh, look at you. Hold on 1 second. There we go.
Orps got a little close to the danger zone.
Oh, who's my good boy? Who's my good T-bone?
Boy, got the mud flap. Sorry.
Sorry, oh only of the poop talk and examining with both children, you know? A lot of poop in our lives these days.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now muffled farts. You're welcome, by the way. Jen is very proud of this.
Jen, thank you. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, if you're in a pinch.
That's probably the problem. You're pinching too much.
Well, we were talking about Dez's mom fail on the show today, and we got so many texts like, oh, you think that's bad? I can one-up you. I mean, my goodness, you've had a rough week from not knowing when your daughter's school's actually over to forgetting it's pajama day and sending her to school in normal clothes. She's the one who sticks out, not ordering her pictures.
Yeah, not sending a family picture to be on the walls since the beginning of the year. She's the only child.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oops. Here's some texts we didn't read on the air. At least once a month, I would throw away or burn my kids' homework. Oops.
Burn?
Yeah. Let's see here. I got the email yesterday that my son needs to bring his boots and snow pants and coat every day. Happens every year. He likes to wear just a thick hoodie. They think I'm a bad parent.
Yeah. Lots of kids don't like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I lit my hair on fire with a candle at church during a Christmas Eve service. I was 8 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I sent my son to school in pajamas on the wrong day a few years ago. He's 11 and still talks about it. Mom.
Okay. You know, that actually makes me feel way better because I think that's worse. You're the mom who sends in the jammies when they're not supposed to be.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
I had a conversation with somebody the other day. I'm like, you've never gone to work in something you slept in? They were like, no, never. What adult does that? I was like, adults that get up at 3 a.m. to go to work. Yeah. Sometimes do that.
Yeah.
Because we're tired and it doesn't matter. Throw a sweatshirt on and get out the door.
I forgot once that we had dropped my son off at grandma and grandpa's house. Freaked out my husband because I thought he was still in the car.
Oh, like help.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. Forgot to order school pictures for either kid one year. Guests at the grad party totally noticed. I was missing a whole year of their life.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's probably the cutest year, too.
Yeah. Jeannie really shot up from 7th to 8th grade. Nope. Not at all. Missed 8th. Yep.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? See, you're not so bad after all.
I guess we all have our fails here and there.
We sure do.
Some more than others.
Yep.
I'm talking about myself.
Glad you said it.
Okay.
We didn't want to have to.
Okay.
But, yeah.
We'll see if I can turkey fail it tomorrow.
Oh, don't turkey fail. No. Just make the stuffing good.
We're really counting on this to be a win, Des.
I'm going to really try.
Like, we need this. I don't have anyone making me Thanksgiving this year. No. This is my only turkey.
But I want to make it special for you.
This would be so good. Because it has to last me until actual Thanksgiving. I'm going to freeze it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Come on, Des. You got this.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.